Rents on around 750,000 flats in the Czech Republic are still regulated by the state, but following years of restitution and privatization, many apartment buildings are now owned by private landlords who say they cannot cover maintenance costs. A law was approved this year aimed at gradually adjusting rents to the market values. The plan was to increase rents by just over 14% a year over the next 4 years. Until Tuesday, that is, when the local development ministry said that new figures on market values mean that rents will have to rise by almost 20% a year. Dita Asiadu spoke to economic analyst Jan Sikora about this thorny issue.
Well, I think first of all, one has to be said that the government has a responsibility to provide a social net to the needed. So people that cannot afford rent, there should be certain degree subsidy that should be paid, a targeted social subsidy to the people, some of the young families and some of the older people that cannot afford rent, so there should be a governmental subsidy. Secondly, it is true that also it is not fair that apartment owners or house owners should be subsidizing anyone who is living in their apartments.
When we're looking at the grandmas and grandfathers and people who really can't afford rent, for whom 1,500 crowns a month is already a lot, what is going to happen to them?
You know, if someone today is living in a 200 square meter apartment downtown and is paying subsidized rent, unfortunately, these most apartments that are the most wanted ones, the people will have to start paying market rents, and we might see a situation where they will have to move to areas where the smaller apartments, areas where they can afford such rent. And I guess there is the rational, pragmatic side, which makes all sense, but a sad part for individuals is if somebody has been living in an apartment for 30 years and now is expected move. I mean, this is a very emotional and hard part.
What if it's somebody who can afford it, but will have to use a much higher share of their salary to pay for rent? Living standards would decrease.
Ultimately, we have to be in a situation where all rents are free and deregulated. And then actually, we will be surprised to find out that, A, there is a large amount of empty apartments right now and that people are keeping because the rents are way too low. So that's one thing. And secondly, if you're in an apartment, you want to generate certain yields. So every single apartment owner will want to have a tenant. So I think ultimately when the rents are liberalized, I think that the market level of rents will come a bit down from the current levels.
But when can we expect that to happen?
I think it will start happening. I think we'll be surprised. I think with the rulings in Strasbourg, we'll see that the Court of Law will liberalize the situation, I think, much faster than any of the politicians will realize. Also, one big benefit of liberalized a flat market, rental market, is the fact that we will start seeing much more mobility in the labor force, and I think it's absolutely necessary. I mean, this will further help this country to be more competitive, and actually, once the country is more competitive, producing more, the overall wealth standards are increasing, and more people will be able to afford not only rent but also, more importantly, buy their own apartments and houses.
And Jan Sikora there talking to Dita Asiadu.